the way the program works is that kids come in, they have to be here 5 days a week, okay? Which is difficult.
Right.
But they have to have no discipline problems, and they have to be on time and productive in the classroom. And I'm not just talking about a kid can just come and sit in class and think that that's okay and think that they're going to get money, and that's not the case.
And how much money are you talking about, and over what kind of a period of time?
What we're talking about now, we're partnered with Easter Seals, who is Easter Seals Work Release Center. They was gracious enough to partner with us to get this thing off the ground, and they're, all of our seniors would be getting $25 a week. And the underclassmen would be getting $10 from a private donor that, you know, was gracious enough to bless us with, some money to get this thing also off the ground.
So you're not taking money out of the school budget to pay for this?
No, and I'm glad you asked that. No way we would, that's you know, against the law, you know. So what we did was we're using a grant from Easter Seals, and we're also using a private donation.
Now, I'm sure one concern people would have is whether are kids allowed any absences for sick days? You really don't want kids coming to school sick just to get the money.
Right. Well, if they come to school sick, then what will happen is, like, say, since they stay at home, they have to bring a note, and we only accept doctor's notes anyway.
You've done so many innovative things at that school. Do you see this incentive program as a pilot for other rewards-based incentive programs?
I do. I see this thing going kind of being a big deal, and hopefully other schools can catch on to this, because we're dealing with the same issues that they're dealing with, but just kind of in a different form. Most of our kids, well, I would say all of our kids have not really been successful in school. They don't look at grades as a reward. They look at money, you know, because most of our kids have to be responsible. They have to work to take care of little brother and sister. You know, they don't have the money to get to school. You know, they don't have money to put with the bus token.
Right.
You know, so I think that this incentive program was created not just for Don Community High School, but it was created for the community so that we can get students who are age-appropriate off the street, okay, off of hanging out, you know, in front of local businesses and that type of deal, and into the school building where we can educate students so they can go on and be productive citizens in the future.
And what are the kids saying about this? This might be the first time a lot of them have ever had any kind of allowance.
Exactly. They're loving it, man. I mean, I wish you can see kind of how, you know, it's the effect already this morning.
Uh-huh.
And already this morning, there hasn't been one discipline problem in the building this morning.
What?
You know, every kid was on time, and it was like magic, I mean, to be honest with you. So I don't think that any other incentive will work in this situation, you know, because we've tried, you know, the pizza parties and the out-of-uniform days, and but it's nothing like having cold, hard cash that they can go and do what they need to do and get to school the following day because they have the money to be able to do that.
You can find out how to get more information about Don Community High School on our website at wnku.org under local news. Principal Davenport, good luck with the program. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.